I'm Demay Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to music from Mike Langley, who specializes in toy piano compositions. He calls his work Twink, and this one is from his new album, Dust Bunnies. It's really fun stuff, so check his music out at toypianoband.bandcamp.com. Today I talk with two actresses who are at different times in their careers. First, we'll meet actress Beth Thompson, who was featured in the title role of Orlando by Sarah Rule at Profile Theater. We'll also hear from Kai Tomizawa, a seventh grader who won the title role of Junie B. Jones at Oregon Children's Theater. We'll find out what it takes to play a title role when you're a working professional actress or a younger actress starting her career. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Demay Roberts. With me in the KABU studio are actress Beth Thompson from Profile Theater's Orlando. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Demay.
I've seen you before in lots of shows, but this is the first time here, I believe, been
yes.
on stage and studio, so
mm-hmm.
welcome.
Thank you.
And also Kai Tomizawa from Oregon Children's Theater's Junie B. Jones.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me
welcome
here.
Welcome both to stage and studio. So have you two met before today?
Nope.
No, but we're like best
friends.
Buds now, right? Mm-hmm. I understand you both have a connection with Oregon Children's Theater, though,
mm-hmm.
right? Beth, you teach there?
Yeah, off and on. I teach at Oregon Children's Theater, which is great fun to work with kids of all ages over there.
And Kai, you came up through the ranks of Oregon Children's
yeah.
Theater. How long ago did you start taking classes?
I think it was in the spring when I started. I took two classes there, and then at the showcase, Stan Foote saw it, and then he said, hey, you should audition
hey.
For the main stage shows. And so I did.
I like that when a director says, hey, you should
I
audition
like
for this
yeah.
show. I think I will. So what made you want to get into acting, Kai?
Well, I'd always really, really loved just performing in front of people. My sister and I would just come up with skits and then perform them for our parents. We wouldn't play with toys. We would just do that. A lot of kids, I think they have that phase, but I never really outgrew it. And there was one time when I was about 8, and our parents took us to see a local production of Annie. And at the end of the show, everyone, all the kids are all happy, and they were clapping. And I didn't clap at all. I was really mad.
Oh.
And my mom was like, Kai, are you okay? Why are you mad? Did you not like the show? And I said, no, I want to be up there.
Beth, do you remember moments like that?
I
do. I want to do that. I want to be there. It's, you know, that's great. That's great that you have that drive. Do you remember anything like that, Beth?
I certainly know the impulse of just like loving running a show. You know, just the excitement of I can't wait to do this over and over again and with these people and discover what it is each time. And certainly roles that you're like, oh, that's one that's on my list.
Well, how long ago did you start, do you think? Did you start as a child as
yeah,
well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Much to my mother's maybe excitement and fear. I started acting at, you know, a very young age. I remember in fifth grade was my first lead role.
Yeah. So yay arts programs.
Yeah.
Right? Yay
yeah.
arts programs. So have you been in an Oregon Children's Theater show before Junie B. Jones?
No.
This
never.
Is your first time?
Yes. This is my
really?
First time.
You just went for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just went right
to it. I didn't think
I'd
get Junie yet. Actually.
You really didn't?
I didn't.
Why not?
Well, because it was my first time ever auditioning for them, and it was my first time ever being, well,
like considered
yeah.
for something.
Yeah.
Well, so what was the process like for you to audition for this role? Because I'm sure all the girls were like, I want this role, you know? It wasn't like that?
Well, I did want Junie, definitely.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really think I'd get the role.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, I thought, I don't really look like Junie, and I don't think I would be Junie, because a lot of other kids there, they looked just like what I would imagine Junie
well,
would look
you know,
like
there
too.
Were the books and the illustrations,
yeah.
and let's be just frank about this. Junie is not necessarily Asian in
nope.
the books, right? So maybe you didn't think that might have been part of it, that, you
yeah.
know, that you wouldn't be considered. And, like, look at this. They considered you
yeah.
and cast you. How amazing is that?
It's awesome.
Well, tell us about the character of Junie B. Jones. What makes her Junie B. Jones?
She is very emotional. She is really dramatic, too. She, like, if she has an emotion, she wants to tell the entire world. She wants to make sure everyone knows exactly how she's feeling. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like you, actually, right? Well, what happens in the course of the play for Junie?
Well, in the first scene, she starts first grade. Well, she gets a book, which she's really excited about. And so she's excited that she can write all her things, all her ideas down in the book. And she starts first grade, and it starts with a bit of a disappointment because what she thought was her friend kind of dumps her and says, nope, I'm going to go with new friends now. And so the first day is full of changes, which is really upsetting for Junie. And then she really learns about changes are kind of a part of life. She makes new friends, better friends than her first friend. And she learns different things.
How to adapt, definitely survive the first day of school, mm-hmm. and all of that that a lot of people can relate to. Yeah. Whether it's the first day on a job, you know, first day of school. So what's the best part for you for playing Junie? What's the best part about playing it?
She's kind of an unpredictable character.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She also has very high hopes. She has very high hopes and dreams, which can sometimes let her down, but they can lead to even better things than she'd ever imagined. And so it's really good. It's really fun to explore those different highs and lows of her sixth year old self.
Well, you're talking very well about the show, you know, because you really understand this character. Now you have, you know, you sing a lot. Mm-hmm. Have you sung before?
Yes.
Yeah. And so would you sing for us maybe a song from the show?
Sure.
Just a little bit?
Definitely.
Well, I'm going to ask Tammy Dean, our engineer, to play a little bit of the music. And
okay.
You just jump right in whenever you feel like it. Is this the first song in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can hardly believe it. It's almost too good to be true. Mother went to the store and she bought me a book full of lots of empty pages I can do things to. If I want to draw a wiener sausage or a picture of a beautiful day or list my favorite colors and foods, anything I want is A-okay.
That was nice. Thank you so much. I don't want to stress out your voice because I know you're doing a lot of shows.
Yeah.
But that was really amazing.
Thank you so much. And that was the first time
you've sung on stage?
The first time I sing on stage in the show?
Just in general. Have you sung other roles before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I didn't think
it was your first time.
But never anything professional.
Yeah?
Just like small community theater. Local.
Oh, hey, community theater
those.
Is wonderful. Come on.
Yeah.
Good training for you. They obviously did a good job casting you. Do you plan to be an actress when you're older?
I think I would really love to do that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Beth probably has some pointers for
you
here. We're going to bring her on in a second to talk about her role. So your mom is in the studio with you here, and she's being very quiet, not trying to be involved. But how supportive is your family? Don't look at your mom. Just tell me the truth.
They're super supportive because they know what I love, and they really expose me to theater.
Yeah?
And when I was really young, I haven't been to Broadway. I really want to go to Broadway. But Broadway is really expensive, so
yeah,
we rely on the wonderful world of YouTube. So we,
the
you know,
wonderful world of YouTube.
We search up videos of Les Mis and Wicked, and we just watch
I know,
for
it's
hours
amazing
on
now.
End.
You can just sing along with everything now, right? Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, I have to tell you that it's pretty special to have your parents support you
mm-hmm.
in your dream. I mean, that's, you know, that doesn't always happen, right? So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool that your parents are doing that. What are your dream roles? So you mentioned Les Mis, so I'm assuming maybe Cosette? Or no?
Well, I think if you asked me that a month ago, I would have definitely said Eponine
okay.
in Les Mis,
All right.
Christine in The Phantom of the Opera. But I've been learning about new Broadway musicals, which I'm super excited about. Like edgier kind of
material. Okay, like what?
Like Fun Home. And Hamilton.
Yes, Fun Home.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Allegiance, which I'm super excited about.
Yes, that's George Takei's new musical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that he's in. All right.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's hope so. You know, we can say I knew you when. Right? So Oregon Children's Theater presents Junie B. Jones based on the original books by Barbara Park. It's been adapted into a musical by Marcy Heisler with music by Zena Goldrich. The show runs through November 22nd, Saturdays at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. and Sundays at 11. And 2 p.m. All shows are at the Newmark Theater that's located at 1111 Southwest Broadway Street in Portland. For more info or tickets, you can call their box office at 503-228-9571. That's 228 1-800-273-9571 or visit Oregon Children's Theater's website at octc.org or stageandstudio.org, where I have that link. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. My guests are two actresses, Kai Tomizawa from Oregon Children's Theater's Junie B. Jones, and also Beth Thompson from Profile Theater's Orlando by Sarah Rule. And it's adapted from the Virginia Woolf book. Yes, the original book. Beth, now you teach at Oregon Children's Theater, kind of covered that, but did you also, you know, when you were Kai's age, did you have that same sort of training, or what was your outlet for doing theater?
Yeah,
when you were Kai's age?
I am from a much smaller town than Portland, and so training wasn't really available. There were, you were great and thorough arts programs in my schools, so there would be two plays every year, and I was in them. I talked about being an actress for a long time before I stopped doing sports and started doing theater, but was so fulfilled by the practice.
What kind of sports did you do?
Volleyball.
Oh, I
and
love it.
Softball.
Spiking. All right.
I like rolling around on the floor. So, yeah.
Well, I've watched you in a couple of productions, Suddenly Last Summer at Shaking the Tree Productions and In the Next Room, another Profile show with a play by Sarah Rule. And now you're starring as Orlando, the title role, and you seem to be a very much in demand leading lady these days. Do you feel that way?
Oh, no.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no. I have been really blessed this last season. The nature of this work is that it comes and goes.
Right, you right. Know, and you take it when you can,
you
right?
take it when you can, and you are, I'm immensely grateful.
Well, I'm sure it hasn't been an easy road, right?
It is always varied, the experience of trusting my own work, having enough ownership of myself as an artist and a performer to not take the industry as it works personally, you know, and that's a sometimes day-to-day, week-to-week effort, and sometimes it's really easy.
Do you remember when, like, your first professional job, what that was?
No.
Yep. At what point did you make that transition from, say, community to professional?
I think that there was a transition that happened for me after I made devised work pretty strictly for a few years, and I deeply love devised work, and I can
creating
foresee,
original work.
Yeah, creating original work, and I can see that's coming back for me, which I'm excited about. But there was a time after committing to that for 3 years that I really wanted to say words other people wrote, and that was probably like 3 years ago. And I remember the first time where I was like, oh, there's a season. Like, I have a season this year, which was like 3 or 4 years ago when I was working a lot with Theater Vertigo and also working again with Sam at Shaking the Tree and
it's been pretty recent, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty recent, yeah. So Orlando is an adaptation of Virginia Woolf's famous book about a woman who seems to be traveling through time or is traveling through time.
A man and woman, as many,
you know, genders, definitely.
Yeah.
So tell us more about who Orlando is.
Orlando is based off of a woman that Virginia was in love with. And also deep friends with. So they had a short relationship, a short romantic relationship, but a long friendship. And Vida Sackville-West was also a feminist writer, poet of the day, and was very much in that place who, like Virginia, was exploring and questioning the strict cultural boundaries of what it was to be male or female and what love was. She also comes from this, like, Vida came from this old English family. So there is this interesting sense of history and that, like, British social class structure that's in Orlando and in Vida. There is this thing that I love about the novel that is this character is inspired by Vida, but is written by Virginia. So it feels like an ode to Vida infused with Virginia. Which is to say, Vida was fearless and really proud, and also had this experience of loving men and loving women and having really full romantic and personal relationships, which is expressed in Orlando's person. But also, I think that Orlando is infused with Virginia's experience of the darkness in the world and to people.
Well, she goes through several character, and time changes. So first she starts off as a man. Is that correct?
A 16-year-old man in 1550.
A youth. And then she moves on to being, what other types of characters?
Yeah. In the beginning of the play, Orlando is a 16-year-old man. We see him in the next century in his early 20s as a man. At the age of 30, Orlando has a tryst with a gypsy, sleeps for 7 days, and wakes up a woman. And so then there's that experience of not only new, what is this body? Is this still me? And then the social constructs that are, what is it to suddenly go from, I love that I'm in a corset for that.
The rest of the show?
Mostly the beginning, like that transition and that feeling of confinement.
Constriction.
Yes. As Orlando tries to figure out what it is now to be a female.
So it really is about what it means to be a man or a woman.
A human being,
yeah,
for sure.
A human being and the social constructs that constrict.
Yeah, and I think that, there's a couple things that Matt said that I really took to heart. One was about, it seems like we are watching this person, we all receive masks all the time. And some of those masks are really uncomfortable, and some of those masks are given to us by society, and some of those masks are, we put on because they seem to make the people we love feel better. And then we sometimes come upon a mask that really fits pretty well. We kind of see Orlando trying those on throughout her experience.
So she's really not, or he.
I know. I love the confusingness of it.
It's not necessarily changing character, but it's the same character who's reacting to all these different roles, new roles.
And continuing to actively figure out who she is.
Right, right. What does that say to you about women in history, especially? Because there's so many different time periods that it covers.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's really special about Orlando as a person, and interesting, and this was true in some ways for Vida because of the advantages of social class, she was able to question the confinements put upon her. And not all of us are that lucky.
Well, what do you think is the most demanding aspect of playing this character for you on a personal level? What is the most demanding?
I think that one of the most exciting things is how much and how honestly I have the opportunity to communicate with the audience. One of the things that's really challenging in that is in that part of the character that is Virginia, Orlando bounces from ecstasy to deep melancholy at the drop of a hat, back and forth. And A, getting there all the time. And B, one of what's always the challenge is okay, so 85% of the time, tears are falling out of my face during this moment. Aww. And they're not falling out of my face right now. And not judging that in the moment and letting it and committing to the fact that what this is true.
Right.
That's what I love about the work.
Do you have any favorite lines or moments? I understand you brought something that you could maybe give us a little teaser of the show.
Totally.
Orlando. Okay. Cool. You want to set it up for us?
This is in the textual third act, right after we come back from intermission, when Orlando is a woman. How odd. When I was a man, I insisted that women be obedient, chaste, and scented. Now I shall have to pay in my own person for those desires, for women are not, judging by her short experience of the sex, obedient, chaste, and scented by nature. They can only attain these graces through tedious discipline. There's the hairdressing. That alone will take at least an hour of my morning. There's the looking in the looking glass. There's the being chased year in and year out. Christ Jesus, when I set foot on English soil, I shall never again be able to crack a man over the head or draw my sword and run him through the body or lead an army. All I can do is pour out tea and ask my lords how they like it. Do you take sugar? Do you take cream? And here she seemed to question, criticize both sexes equally, as though she belonged to neither. She was a man. She was a woman. She knew the secrets and shared the weaknesses of each. Oh, at last I know Sasha as she really was. For though she was a woman, it was still a woman she loved.
Well, thank you so much for that profile. That was Beth Thompson as Orlando. Profile Theater Presents Orlando. It's the last Sarah Rule play of the season, and it's based on the novel by Virginia Woolf. Orlando is directed by Matthew B. Zrebski, and the show runs through November 22nd. All shows are at the Alder Stage of Artist Repertory Theater. That's located at 1516 Southwest Alder in Portland. For more info, visit profiletheater.org. or stageandstudio.org. And you're listening to some of the final moments of Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and we're featuring two actresses at different points in their careers who are playing two title roles in two productions. Beth Thompson from Profile, you just heard, and Kai Tomizawa from Oregon Children's Theater's Junie B. Jones. And I was wondering, you know, when Kai, you kind of applauded silently, Beth, after her. How does Orlando sound to you? Does it sound a little shocking to you to hear us talking about sort of the gender roles and all that? What does that make you think?
It's really, I don't know. I love how now there are so many new plays about, like, different things and different people and not just, like, a man meets a woman and they fall in love.
Different plot points, right? Different plot points.
Yeah. It sounds like a really interesting,
interesting play. Yeah. Well, do you have any questions for each other? That's what I'm wondering. As you've been sitting listening to each other's stories and experiences, do you have any questions for each other?
Kai, I'm wondering what your favorite part of the process of creating Junie was.
That's a good question.
Like my favorite part of the rehearsal process? Or just any
part of
it? Any
of the whole play.
Oh.
Experience.
I just love everyone in the show and just like creating really close bonds with everyone. And I feel like one of my favorite things of being in the show is that it's almost like, oh, you're in the show. Now you have 9 new friends. And
so you built a community.
We're building a community and a family.
That's a good point. I think theater does that.
That's one of the hopeful
goals of it, right, Beth?
It seems pretty consistent that it happens.
Yeah. So you can expect more of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you progress and keep going with your career. Any questions you have for Beth? Any advice you'd like from her?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What do you think is your favorite like role ever that you've ever had in your, I don't know, in your acting career?
Oh, Lordy.
You've had a few good ones there.
I have had a few good ones. You know, there are the roles that hold a really special place in my heart. Catherine from Suddenly Last Summer holds a really special place in my heart. And Orlando does. And I was thinking about this yesterday, knowing I was coming here. And in both of those plays, something that happened for me was the language that the playwright gave me took me so far. And what I come more and more to feel in this work is that the language does so much of the work for me. And when I allow it to do a lot of the work, that I am invited into this wonderful honesty and world with these characters and their circumstances, which are so different from my own, yet I can understand and live and be surprised in the living of.
So you kind of submerge yourself to the words and the character,
and that the words give me that opportunity. That's what so much creates what those characters are and the information about it.
Is that the advice you'd give to Kai?
Yes, is curiosity about the words and trust. Oh, trust.
Anything you'd do differently at, you know, at her age or?
Yeah. I'd practice more. I heard that I'm trying to remember which famous Hollywood actor it is. He does, he works on a Shakespeare sonnet a week. Some kind of work that means you're owning. You take ownership of what your process and your artistry is. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. That's what'll give you the power to, you know, ride through.
And how about you, Kai, for young actors who might, or potential actors who might want to be, you know, actors? And what advice do you give them, people who want to go into acting?
Well,
at your age.
When I started, I thought, I always get a little bit nervous. But the thing is, you just have to kind of let go and don't be afraid to be silly on stage. Don't be afraid to be silly and don't be afraid to just just let things come to you naturally and
be creative.
Yeah, be creative.
Yeah, good advice. Good advice. Oregon Children's Theater presents Junie B. Jones through November 22nd at the Newmark. That's located 1111 Southwest Broadway Street at the PCPA in Portland. For more info and tickets, call their box office at 503-228-9571. Visit Oregon Children's Theater's site at octc.org. Profile Theater presents Orlando. The last Sarah Rule play of the season runs through November 22nd. Shows are at the Alder Stage of Artist Repertory Theater, located at 1516 Southwest Alder in Portland. And for more info for that, you visit profiletheater.org. You can get all of this info, plus pretty cool photos that I've been taking of our two guests here on stageandstudio.org. So check it out, as well as the podcast later today. So Beth Thompson, Kai Tomizawa, best buds for life right now. I am so pleased that we could all get together and have this conversation. It's been wonderful. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's really great. Yeah. So before we go today, a couple of announcements, some other shows. You know, there's so many shows happening every single day here in Portland. Readers Repertory Theater is remounting their original work, Street Stories, Homeless Hearts and Minds. The show was created from interviews from unhoused people, and it's presented this Friday and Saturday, November 13th and 14th at 8 p.m. Both performances are at the Blackfish Gallery, located at 420 Northwest 9th Avenue in Portland. For reservations, call 971-266-3787. That's 971-266-3787. Or you can email them at readerstheaterrep@gmail.com. Also, Liminal Theater is back, and they're presenting a rather unique play called Offending the Audience, a tongue-in-cheek anti-theater work by Peter Hanke. And according to Liminal, the show encourages flash photography, texting, and crying babies. So if you ever wanted to do that, this is the show to go to. The show runs through November 22nd at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with a Sunday matinee at 2:30 p.m. All shows are at Action Adventure Theater. That's located at 1050 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. For more info, visit liminalgroup.org. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm so pleased to have my guests here today. It was incredibly enlightening from different ends of the spectrum about what it means to be an actress. And you can hear, if you missed any of the show, you can hear it again on stageandstudio.org, or you can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and like us on facebook.com/stage_studio. You can also tweet me at @StageNStudio. Till next time, I'm Dee Mae Roberts. Let's go out with more music by Mike Langley from his new album, Dust Bunnies. And here is music at toypiano.bandcamp.com.